Experience would be quite enough for me. Even though this world gave no authority to speak of woe that marriage has in store. For thanks to God that lives forevermore, at the church door since I was 12 years old, 5 husbands have I sworn to have and hold. So often have I been a wedded wife, and each was worthy in his way of life. But it was told me not so long ago that since Christ only went once, as we know, to any wedding at Cana in Galilee, that he by this example teaches me I should have wed but once. And ye have heard how by the well a sharp reproving word was spoken by this Jesus, God and man, the time he talked with the Samaritan. 5 husbands hast thou had ere now, said he, and he, the man that liveth now with thee, is not thine husband. Sure he spoke this way, but what his meaning was I cannot say. But I would ask you, why was this 5th man no husband unto the Samaritan? And to what number could she be a wife? I never heard a soul in all my life make any definition of that point. They argue till their jaws are out of joint. But by express command to tell no lie, God told us we should wax and multiply. That noble text I fully understand. And to my husband, this is his command, to leave his father and mother and cleave to me. But mention of no number maketh he. Whether 2 times or 8 we married be, why is it worse then than monogamy? Lo, the wise king, the lordly Solomon, I know well that he had more wives than one. Now would to God it were permitted me to be refreshed but half as much as he. Ah, what a gift of God for every wife! No man today could match it for his life. God knows this noble king, I have no doubt, on the first night had many a merry bout, with each so glad he was to be alive. Blessed be God that I have wedded 5. In which I took good care to pick the best, for underpurse as well as treasure chest. Diet of different schools makes perfect clerks, and different practices in different works help make a perfect workman certainly. The pupil of the 5 appears in me. Welcome the 6th, however, and whenever. In truth, I will not keep me chaste forever. For when my husband from the world is past, some Christian man shall marry me at last. For then the apostle says that I am free to wed in God's name where it pleases me. He says it is no sin for us to wed. Better be wedded than to burn instead. What do I care if folk speak villainy of wicked Lamech and his bigamy? I know that Abraham was a holy man, and Jacob too, as clearly as I can. Both wedded several wives ere they were through, and many a holy man was like them too. In what age have ye ever seen or read? Did high God by one word expressly said prohibit marriage? Pray you, show it me. Or where did he command virginity? I know that doubtless the apostle said, when in his speech he spoke on maidenhead, how in that matter precept had he none. Men may advise a woman to live alone, but counselling is not commanding, surely. He left it to our own discretion purely. Had God commanded us to stay unwedded, he had condemned all marriage when he said it. And if indeed no seed were ever sown, from what then should virginity be grown? Ye may be sure, Paul would not dare command a thing on which his master took no stand. The prize is posted for virginity. Race then and see who wins the victory. Yet every man should not receive this word, but only those by whom God wants it heard. A virgin life Paul the Apostle led, yet nonetheless, although he wrote and said he wished all men were like him,